Good morning and welcome to episode one of the Sack Your Loans podcast. I'm your host, Renee Pimentel.
And I'm Victoria Sanchez Urbina.
And I'm sure people want to know, what is Sack Your Loans?
Yeah, like, where does that come from?
Give us a little more information, Bina.
All right, well, Sack Your Loans, or SAC, is an acronym for Student Aid Center, our company. And it's the idea of, you know, that we're making a nationwide impact on the movement towards student loan forgiveness.
Okay, and why do we need this huge movement? What's the situation behind that?
Because the student loan debt crisis is insane. We have currently over $1.2 trillion in student loan debt.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's so necessary.
Okay, so now people know why we're doing this. Give us a little history about who we are.
Yeah.
Who is the Student Aid Center?
Yeah, well, Student Aid Center is a company, you know, we were founded in April of 2013, based out of Doral, Florida. We have over 75 years of experience in upper management and ownership in the fields of loss mitigation and debt relief. So we know what we're doing.
Right.
You know, we have qualified student loan counselors, available to go through, you know, an individual's scenario, see what they qualify for, you know, what their situation is with their loans
and how we can help them. And what the best option is.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. Exactly. It's crazy. I mean, we started off, like I said, in 2013 with just a handful of employees, and we now house over 200 employees.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've been here for about four, five months now. You've been here since its inception.
Since the beginning, yeah. I started in August of 2013.
How does that feel, you know, coming up through that entire...
It feels great.
The entire time, and you've been here in ground zero.
Yeah. Yeah, we started off in a you know, really small office, like 6,000 square feet or something, and now we're like at 26,000 square feet. So just to kind of show the growth here in such a short period of time, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's huge.
Huge. So, Renee, tell them, what do we do? You know, what are our services? What do we offer?
Our number one objective is helping people with their student loans. There's people that they can't pay their bills, they're in bankruptcy, they're getting garnished, they're in default, their credit's tanking. What we do is we help provide an out on their student loans. In these situations, there's people that they can't manage in the rest of their lives because of their student loans. So we're going to provide them with the best options for them and getting them some loan forgiveness. In certain cases, they don't even have to pay for any of it.
Right. Zero monthly payments based off their income.
Now, I mean, this is just different scenarios. Not everyone qualifies for that, but our number one objective is to give everyone the best option that fits them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's incredible. We have so many testimonials coming in from clients all over the world, like that we've helped them with Social Security garnishment, which, you know, that was something that wasn't offered at first. It was so challenging. But now, you know, we offer to get you out of wage garnishment and out of default. And we offer upfront forgivenesses like disability discharges and teacher loan forgiveness as well. So,
well, I mean, in this case, we have programs coming up all the time. Like, we've never... Before, we only had certain amount of programs you could qualify for.
Mm-hmm.
But now programs are coming up left and right. And we're trying our best and doing everything possible in order for us to enroll you in those as well.
So, Renee, what makes us different? Like, what makes us unique? What makes us stand out? There's so many other consolidation companies and, you know, student debt relief companies and so forth. Why us?
Our number one objective is to spread awareness and forgiveness. So as you said, there's so many more companies that pop up out of the woodworks that are getting you loan forgiveness and claiming they're doing this and that. In our particular case, we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. We are able to contact your lenders. We have multiple departments that have experience and would be able to process everything necessary in order for you to get into these programs that are going to help your credit, get you out of garnishment, get you out of default, and get you loan forgiveness.
Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, we've processed over, well over $250 million already.
I know myself, with the clients I've already signed up, it's been over $1 million.
Yeah, and we have over 65 qualified student loan counselors. So, I mean, you know, just do the math there, you know? I mean, but one thing that I think, and, you know, you can tell me if you think I'm right here, is our representation. I mean, you can get this processed. You can do this process on your own, definitely.
Yeah, but I mean, it's kind of the same way of my transmission goes out of my car. I'm just going to get under it and fix it myself. But someone like you, who would not know too much about engines, you're going to go to mechanics, someone that's a professional, exactly, has the expertise and the knowledge of trying to fix it.
Yeah.
Same thing I like in doing your taxes. It's tax season. Most right. people, you know, they can do TurboTax, they can do it on their own, but most people, they go to H&R Block, yeah, someone that
you're gonna go to, they
have experience, the knowledge, and the expertise to do everything
exactly
for you and do it right.
And get you the best financial benefit. That's, you know, something that we guarantee with our
100%. Yeah, that is the number one thing.
Warranty there.
So let's go back to representation. As far as representation, why do our clients need it? What's the purpose behind them needing representation in these situations?
You know, the clients are dealing with lenders that are collecting, they're paid and contracted to collect on their debt.
Right.
You know, so their best interest is always going to be their own, not necessarily the client's best interest, unfortunately. So, I mean, in any transaction, you always want to have someone represent you, kind of like a liaison or a middleman.
Right, right.
To make sure that you're getting the best benefit, you know. The process is time consuming. It can be frustrating. It's very tedious.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have someone there negotiating and you know, going to bat for you with the lenders that are there to make money off of you.
Right.
To
be honest. I mean, because in all reality, it is a conflict of interest. They lent you the money. They're expecting it back with exactly. interest.
Plus interest, absolutely.
Right. So with a lot of interest.
A lot.
And in this case, we represent you to get you into these programs. They're not going to offer you these programs because they're going to be out of money.
Exactly.
You're not going to pay them back. So how are they going to get that money? They're not.
Right. They won't openly offer you these programs. You actually have to do your research and contact them and, you know, have an idea of what's available.
Right.
Otherwise, you know, they're not gonna say, oh, you can't make your payments. Well, here's an income-based payment. Here's an income-based program, excuse me, where you have a zero monthly payment. Don't pay us for 25 years and then get it forgiven. It's like, how do these companies survive?
Really, what they call an income-based, when they give you a $0, it's really a deferment where they're going to keep giving you the $0 yes. payments for like a year or two, and then they'll send you that letter where it says, hey, we're expecting our money back again now.
Oh, yeah. Payments are starting back up. And
I hear all those horror stories. I'm a loan counselor on the phone. You talk to me on the phone sometimes. So I get it. And I hear all those stories every single day. And I know how even filing these paperwork through the Department of Education yourself, it takes 2 years in some cases.
We've heard so many stories, even of like teachers that qualify for the public service loan right. forgiveness and the upfront teacher forgiveness, where they've submitted paperwork 3-4 times to their lender and they continue to be denied, and they truly qualify, but the thing is they have these systematic denials and what we call left hand turndowns where it's like, you know, oh, you know, you didn't submit the paperwork by next Thursday, but they didn't even send you the correspondence in time for you to be able to do so. So all of these hurdles that they put right. in your way, we work to remove those hurdles and get you into the programs you qualify right. for.
I mean, think about it like this. We're here at least 15 hours a day, 16 hours a day, in order for us to work these programs out for you. These
files, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in this case, we're on the phone at least 6-8 hours a day on one half of the staff, getting all the paperwork filed, making sure they get it, getting sent receipts back to us, and getting everything filed properly.
Yeah, I mean, even a lot of our employees, a lot of us have our own student loans. You know, we've lived the same situation that a lot of our clients have, from the debt collector hassles to not being able to afford monthly payments and loans. So, you know, that's why since we've lived it, so many of us have, we emphasize our representation and the services within the service that we provide. We know what it's like.
I know with my loans, I really needed help getting in these situations.
Oh, yeah.
And these programs. And, I mean, I'm glad I'm working here now because I got them handled. But
right.
getting it done on your own is such a hassle.
Yeah, I tried before.
It's so incredible.
And it was
it's such
I had to
a
just
pain.
Throw my hands up, to be honest.
I mean, there's only so much we can say about this. I mean, we're here for you in all reality. There's 1.2 trillion in student loan debt.
Yeah.
Imagine how much paperwork. Imagine how much paperwork there is in the Department of Education. Yeah. Everyone's trying to file for these, but we're the ones that get it done in less than 5-6 months.
Yeah, and like it can be, you know, we advise the 5-month, 6-month period, but it can be, you know, a shorter time frame than that, just depending.
Well, depending on the situation.
On the situation, of course. You know, we fast track certain files that are, you know, imperative to get them completed, but I mean, it's going to be quicker. You know, it's. You pretty much hand off that load and that responsibility to us, and you can kind of sit back and relax and allow us to work it for you and make
yeah,
sure
have
that
peace
you
of
get
mind.
In there. Peace of mind.
Have peace of mind about it.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's get a little more information on the Obama administration, because I hear it on the phone all the time. So Obama did start these programs. So what happens after he leaves office? Yes. We're still going to be enrolled. What's going to happen after that? Give us a little more information on that.
Well, you know, a lot of these programs were already implemented prior to Obama entering office. So, you know, he did make great changes, very
right.
beneficial changes to the some of the programs, and added a few. You know, a bit more relief and added a program as well to expand even more and grant more people student loan forgiveness. But we expect that the programs are going to continue, you know, long after he completes his term in office.
Right. So even if he does leave, we're still going to be covered.
Yeah. Well, she should still be covered. Absolutely. So what, you know, what else is in store, Renee? What can they look out for aside from these podcasts?
So the podcast, well, starting with the podcast, it's going to be on iTunes shortly. It's also going to be on SoundCloud. You can also check us out there. As far as that, we also have some giveaways. If you like us on Facebook, share our podcast. If you comment on our Facebook posts or on Twitter, you tweet us or use our hashtags.
Yeah, hashtag us.
All that information will be posted on our social media pages. Definitely give us a shout, and we'll have a giveaway for a free consolidation.
Yeah, we're calling it the Sack Your Loans giveaway, where, you know, we'll post, make a couple posts there. You'll share, you know, you have to share it, like it, tell your, you know.
Well, yeah, all the rules will be on the social media pages, but if you want that free consolidation and free setup of your federal student loans, definitely give us a follow, give us a like, subscribe, comment, and share, and hashtag us, and we'll definitely pick whoever's...
Pick the winner.
Yeah.
Pick the winner.
We also will be starting a YouTube channel. You can check us out through there. We're going to be posting videos on interviews with clients as well as employees. Everyone that's in the office, you'll be getting to know us a lot better. Well, sadly, we do have to leave now. Please comment, subscribe, and hit like or 5-star rating on our podcast. It really does go a long way.
It really does, guys. And visit our site as well, www.studentaidcenter.net. And you can call us at 1-888-520-7666 for more help, any questions, and see if you qualify for any loan forgiveness. And also follow us on Twitter at Student Aid Center. That's CTR for center. And on Facebook at Student Aid Center and Instagram as well.
And we also have a LinkedIn page as well.
We do, definitely,
okay.
At Student Aid Center.
So thank you guys for listening, and I do hope you have a great day. Goodbye.
Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.